lot of big, I mean, they were called shops, 21 shop, 22 shop, which were virtually big buildings, very tall, all very tall. Some of them, most of them were in effect single decker, but they had to be tall because they all had big cranes in them. You know, you probably see pictures on the, you know, cranes going, you usually see them on the television in the car factories and things like that. There'd be, there were most of them are in what they call bays, mainly in bays because you could only make a crane so big. And some of them had two or three bays in, and of course they were quite long, and there was, most of them were effectively single story, except one in particular. It was called 33 shop on the bottom and 39 shop on the top. And in the bottom end, this was typical, you know, with the, all the bits in there. That's where they made the cartridge case, you know, the big, you know, little cartridges for glitter gun. Well, these big ones. One of them was that big. That's sad. That's 5.25, but it was actually fatter down below. You know, that was all. The smallest one they made was roughly about narrower than about the size, a little bit longer than the cup. And that was for the you know, the pom pom boom. You've probably seen them, the four barrel guns on ships. You must have seen them, but you probably haven't seen them. Yes, they used to belt them, boom out, and they were that was called a 2-pounder, and they were an anti aircraft gun, but they were big. They were about that down, a little bit longer than that. That was the smallest one they made up to this massive one in brass. They used to make them, but you start up with a disc of brass and you just keep thumping it till you get the right shape. And that was downstairs, and then upstairs was what they called the fuse department, where they used to make the fuses. You know, the shells have a thing in the pointy bit, the screw in, which decides whether it's going to detonate, either on contact or after a while, any aircraft after it gets so high up. That was mainly old girls assembling there in the fuse department. That was on the top floor. You know, and that building was very high. But I would say, size-wise, I would say the average shop was about the length of those houses and about two or three times deeper. And of course, there was a complete road system around, and some of them were designed. The ones along the river side were specifically designed for making the gun mould. You know, we see the old battleships, the big mountings with the big three guns in them. They used to make those, the gun mountings. You make the guns in one part of the factory, and the mountings were all along the thing, and those shops were specially made that sliding roofs. When they made the gun, they used to put the big crane in, you know, that big hydraulic crane that sort of used to pick them up, put them on the barges, and often used to take them down to the naval yard, Vickers Naval Yard, to be, you know, fitting up the ships. So that was that. And then at the very far end, there were some other shops at the Park Road end. There was a foundry, steel foundry, where they did steel castings. Then Fettel cleaned them up before they went out to the machine shops to be machined. At the west end, there was the brass department, where they made brass castings and also the strip to make the cartridge cases. The thing about Vickers could have made anything, you know, literally, get the stuff from the raw materials. And they could have made anything, and they did, in fact. So it was quite a thing. But as I say, there was a network of roads,